Back in 2016, 21-year-old Narumi Kurosaki, ex-girlfriend of 26-year-old Nicholas Zepeda, was exchanging messages talking about their relationship. The couple had recently broke up because Narumi and Nick had been living in Japan, but Narumi had just gotten accepted into an elite college in France on a scholarship and had the opportunity to study abroad. Narumi wanted to go out there and see what else life had to offer and tried to break it off with Nicholas, but unfortunately, he didn't take no for an answer. Nicholas would go on to send over 1,000 messages to Narumi, telling her that she must obey the conditions of their relationship or else he's gonna break up with her. Although they were already broken up and they had been broken up for 6 to 7 months at this point, and Narumi was currently moved on and with another man. Narumi ignored all of Nick's attempts until one day she was walking home from her school in France until she noticed in the distance Nicholas was getting out of a car and walking right towards her. 21-year-old Narumi Kurosaki grew up in Tokyo, Japan with her mom, her dad, and 2 sisters. Narumi, after high school, wanted to go to college for economics but always had dreams of studying abroad. So after high school, she went to the University of Tsukuba in the Ibaraki Prefecture, where she majored in economics. Narumi was described as an independent woman and was a big go-getter. She could make friends with anyone she met, hence why she was so easily adaptable to the idea of traveling abroad alone. She was funny, smart, and had a contagious smile and was really just everything you could want in a person. But although Narumi on the outside was very fun and bright, behind the scenes she was struggling with her relationship with a man named Nicholas Zepeda Contreras. Narumi, whom at the time was 19, had met Nicholas when he was 24 back in 2014 in Japan. Nick was from Chile and was 5 years older than Narumi. Nick actually grew up with generational wealth because his father was an executive at a major telecommunications company while his mother was super involved in politics. And in October of 2014, Narumi and Nicholas had met for the very first time at a party in Tokyo while Nicholas was studying abroad there for a year as a teaching assistant. Immediately when they met, it was said that they hit it off and started dating. Nick would even go on to take Narumi back home to Chile to meet his family, meaning that things were getting really serious between them. But then when Nicholas ended his year abroad, that's when they decided to do long distance for about 2 years before Nicholas moved to Japan in early of 2016, trying to look for jobs to live full-time in Japan with Narumi. Or at least that was the plan that Nick had. As far as Narumi, she had different plans for herself. Narumi, like Nick, wanted to study abroad and learn a new language and meet new people, specifically wanting to go to university in France. Narumi had dreams of studying abroad but didn't want to tell Nick in fear of what he would do and say, so she had secretly applied to the University of Franche-Comté-Besançon in eastern France. And on top of that, Narumi was even able to achieve a scholarship, so that means she didn't have to worry about the money of having a dorm and studying abroad. But unfortunately, as I said, Narumi had to keep this all a secret from Nick because out of fear of what he would do. This later down the road made Narumi want to break up with Nick because, again, she wanted to go out there, she wanted to experience life, and she didn't want the relationship with Nick to tie her down. But that also wasn't the only reason that Narumi had an issue with Nick. She also had other issues with Nick, such as she felt like he was too clingy and needy. Nick would freak out and continue to call and text Narumi if she didn't respond to his text immediately, and he would always ask who she was with and make a huge argument if she just so happened to be hanging out with a guy, even if it was in a group of people. Nick was also said to be very controlling and would lash out unexpectedly, and Narumi was scared to do anything because it was so easy for Nick to get angry and for everything to turn into an argument. So when Narumi was accepted into the university, she hid it from him, putting it off on telling him because she wanted more than anything to live in France, and this was something that she really needed to do for herself, but she just didn't know how Nick was going to react to it. Narumi was still attending university in Japan, but Narumi wanted to see what else the world had for her and didn't want to feel tied down. She wanted to go out and experience life for herself while she was still so young to do so. So in the summer of 2016, before moving to France, Narumi broke up with Nick. And in October of 2016, after this, Narumi went on to university in France and Nick went back home to Chile. Shortly after Narumi arrived in France, it was a dream come true for her. She would go on to love her school, where she majored in economics and minored in French. She loved her education and made tons of amazing friends. As I said, Narumi was such an outgoing and bubbly girl, so she attracted friends very, very quickly, and she had tons of them. During her time at college, she would travel around France, where she would go to all of its best landmarks and would even meet and start dating a new man. And then on December 4th of 2016, on Sunday, Narumi was on her school's dance team and was heading back from a dance practice to her dorm room at around 4 p.m. But unfortunately, this would be the last time Narumi was ever seen. At 3:20 a.m., students would hear blood-curdling screams coming from one of the dorm rooms that woke up and scared nearby dorm mates. The students tried to investigate but couldn't figure out which dorm it was coming from until it eventually stopped. The next day, on December 5th of 2016, Narumi didn't show up for any of her classes, and for the next couple of days, she continued to be absent. And as I said, Narumi was a social butterfly. She had tons of friends, and so over the next couple of days, she was receiving constant texts from lots of people asking if she was okay and why she wasn't responding to text messages. There would actually be a text being sent back from Narumi's phone to her friends back in Japan saying that she was fine, but something had messed up with her passport, so she was currently getting it fixed in Lyon, which was a town 2 hours away from her university. Her credit card had even shown transactions from a train pass going from Besançon, where her college was, to Lyon. But when police spoke with witnesses and passengers on the train that day, people would go on to say that they did not recognize Narumi, and neither did they see anyone who even resembled her. And then on December 14th, 2016, 10 days after Narumi went missing, friends of Narumi filed her missing when she wasn't responding to texts from anyone, not even people asking if she made it back yet from Lyon. Police would then go to Narumi's dorm room, and weirdly, nothing was out of the ordinary. But after going through Narumi's laptop and found her calendar, police were able to find out that Narumi had dinner plans on the night of December 4th after her dance practice, which was the night that she went missing. Police go to the restaurant and find the transactions from that night of December 4th and notice there was a transaction made later on that night with a Chilean bank card. And while police were looking on Narumi's computer, that's when they would come across a video of Nick that was posted to his Dailymotion account back in late of October. Now, the transcript of this video goes as follows. Nick is seen in what seems to be like an empty classroom, and he's filming himself on his laptop, where he begins the video by saying, quote, "Hi everyone. Recently, Narumi did some bad things that are costing her to follow some conditions in order to keep this relationship. Even though that I believe we should live another way, live without these conditions, and trust each other without hiding anything, I believe that is the healthiest way to live. There was a statement that went over some conditions while in her stay in France, while others were forever. If she can follow those conditions 2 weeks from now, I will leave the conditions without any effect. Effect from me at that point. That'll be on the 21st of September. So if until the 21st of September she meets all of those conditions, then I'm just gonna leave them out because I don't want to live that way and I don't want her to live that way either. But at the same time, she needs to build trust and pay a little cost as to what she pays and assume that she cannot go around doing and making those kinds of mistakes with a person that loves her." And then he ends the video off with a long pause before saying 2 weeks. And then closes off the video. Going back to the investigation of the room, they took DNA swatches and found Nick's DNA all over her dorm room. And as police were investigating the outsides of the dorm, there was an emergency door exiting the dorm building, and on the concrete outside the door, there was a small patch of something red, and when it was tested, it was confirmed to be Narumi's blood. Police would also find a lot of concerning messages between Narumi and Nick trying to say things like, "Stop dating that new guy. guy that goes against our conditions or delete all these new friends off your Facebook. I looked at their profiles and they're bad people and you shouldn't be friends with them. With Narumi consistently reminding Nick that they're broken up and she's moved on. She doesn't have to listen to him or obey any of his stupid conditions because it's over. But before the police could find Nick, he was already back home in Chile. And so that's when the French police worked with the Chilean police to find him, but currently he was on the run and nowhere to be found. While in search for Nick, police found out that the last person to see Narumi was Nick. When Nick came to France, he had rented out a car, and when he returned the car rental staff would say that the car was a mess. It was covered in dirt inside of the car, in the trunk of the car, there was mud and grass, but unfortunately, the rental company had cleaned out the car before the police were able to get there. As I said, Narumi wasn't filed missing until 10 days after her disappearance, and so that gave Nick 10 days to flee the country and go wherever he wanted to before the police started suspecting him. Police then placed up missing persons flyers and pictures of Nick's face to get any sort of information about him. Police would also start searching in the wooded areas around the university, but unfortunately, this was winter time and they were being hit with snow every day. So if Narumi really was in the woods, it would be hard to tell underneath all of the snow. Police would then find out that after Nick left France, instead of going home, he actually went to Spain to visit his cousins. Police then spoke with his cousins and they would go on to say that Nick never once mentioned that he was in France visiting Narumi. He didn't even mention Narumi at all. He actually claimed that the last time he saw Narumi was when they were both living together in Japan before shortly after breaking it off and going their separate ways. Nick told all of his cousins that he was actually coming back from Europe after going to some convention in Geneva. He also weirdly told all of his cousins not to post anything about his visit on social media. One of the cousins was actually a doctor and told police one weird thing that Nick had asked him, specifically surrounding death by suffocation. Another one of Nick's friends back in Japan would come forward to tell the police that Nick had asked him 2 days after Narumi went missing if he would be able to translate some messages from English to Japanese. These messages included, quote, "I happen to be in an environment where I cannot connect to the internet," and quote, "I have a new boyfriend, but I'm leaving alone," and quote, "I'm taking a trip on a train." And these exact messages were the same messages sent from Narumi's phone to her friends back home to Japan to make it appear as if she was still alive, or at least still alive for a little while Nick had time to flee and hide. On December 12th of 2016, weirdly, while Nick was on the run, he voluntarily went to the police station to explain his side of the story. But at this point, the police in this little town weren't aware of Nick being wanted for murder, so they just laughed at his story and let him go. Nick, after this, went on to live a normal life in his high-rise apartment located in the capital. That was until Nick's face began to be plastered everywhere and was put on the international most wanted list, to which neighbors would say that at this time, Nick was being hunted down by the media and even hiding in the back of his dad's pickup truck. At this point, Nick was on the run and actively hiding from police. On January 5th, 2017, Nick was said to be hiding in the city of Central Chile, and local news said that Nick was seen walking into a condo that his mother owned while driving his father's truck. Now, over time, unfortunately, police started to work slower on the case, and the work between task forces of Chile and France just started to get very lengthy, and over time, overall started to slow down. But that was until the visiting foreign minister, Fumio Kadisha, located in Japan, stepped in and called out France and said that they need to keep them more informed about the case and keep them informed every step of the way so that Narumi's family can finally sleep at night and we can bring justice to her and her family. France at that point had picked up the pace and put in a request to the Chilean police for Nick to be extradited from Chile to France and to be sentenced in France and go to French jail. But for some reason, Chile had denied this extradition. So for about 2 months, Nick was put on to house arrest with the requirement of not leaving the country of Chile. Chile had told the police that they had declined the extradition due to lack of evidence, and if they wanted Nick, they needed to show a little bit more evidence to convict him of murder. So Nick, at that point, was on house arrest up until April of 2020. April of 2020, 3 years later, Chile had granted the request of extradition to France for Nick to be sentenced. Nick would then plead not guilty and told the court that the screams from that night were not from Narumi, and they were actually just from some crazy college kids having sex. He goes on to say that he actually remembers hearing those screams as he left the building, but they didn't really sound very concerning, and that's why he just left. He also goes on to say that that night he did have dinner with Narumi, to which they went back to her dorm room to hang out for a little bit before he left and never saw her again. Nick also tried to argue in that how could he be accused of murder if they haven't found a body yet. He tried to actually have his extradition request appealed, but this appeal was denied and they still went forward with it. And then in July of 2022, almost 4 years after Narumi's disappearance, 4 French police officers came to Chile to extradite Nick, with Nick continuously saying that he was innocent. Nick's sentencing began, and that is when he was sentenced to 28 years for the first degree murder of Narumi, with Nick claiming to the very end that Narumi was most likely out there somewhere doing well and extremely happy. But at the same time, if Narumi really was out there, she clearly would have seen all of this going on. She would have seen the media. Why didn't she just come forward? Why hasn't she responded to any of her friends yet? Why did she just up and leave her entire education that she's worked so hard for? Nick tried to make excuses as to why he got a rental car and later confirmed that he did spend time with Narumi on December 4th in her room on campus, but when he left, she was alive and well. It was also made known at the trial that Nick had flown to France randomly and Narumi had no clue he was showing up. And while Narumi's short time in France, the two had exchanged over 1,000 messages, most of them being from Nick. Nick flew to France, and upon getting there, he staked out in front of her dorm room until he saw Narumi about to walk inside. It was then that Nick got out of his car and started to walk towards Narumi and just randomly ran into her, and it was such a crazy coincidence. It was then shown on security cameras, the two of them talking before the both of them would walk into Narumi's dorm building. Later on that evening, however, Nick was later seen leaving the dorm building, but he was alone. It was believed that after Nick had his interaction with Narumi, he would then go have dinner by himself, where he would then use his bank card before going to a nearby store and purchasing 5 liters of charcoal lighter fluid and some matches. And although it is not shown on security footage of what happened to Narumi, we can only speculate. It was speculated that Nick's motive was out of jealousy. He didn't want Narumi to have her own life. He didn't want her to make choices for herself. He wanted to keep her all to himself, and he wanted her to act in a specific way that was pleasing to him. And when she tried to walk away so that she could live her life and do her own thing, he took that as offense. So it was said that, going back to the video as I was mentioning earlier, he said that if Narumi doesn't change in 2 weeks by September 21st, that she was going to feel the effects of him. Now, when September rolled around, that's when obviously Narumi did not apply herself to any of these conditions because, as I said, they had been broken up for months at this point. She had been moved on, she moved to France, she had a new boyfriend. All that was left was for Nick to finally move on as well, but he refused. He had this obsession over Narumi and he wanted to keep her in a box. He didn't want her to go out and try the world for herself, even though he himself had studied abroad. He was fearful that she was going to go out there and be unfaithful and even connect with other men out there. And since she would be so far away, she would no longer be under his eye 24/7, meaning that she would be able to go out there and have her own free will, which he did not like. So all of this rage had led him to the night of December 4th, when he went up to Narumi's dorm room. It was said that in her dorm room, that's when Narumi started screaming, as Nick would then strangle Narumi to death. Now, it's unclear because even to this day, Narumi's body was never found, so we don't know what her true cause of death was, but given Nick's weird comments to to his doctor cousin about death by strangulation, we can only assume that that is exactly what he did to Narumi. After strangling her to death, he then took her body downstairs to the car, put her in the trunk, and drove to a secluded area where he would use the 5 liters of charcoal fluid and matches to burn Narumi's body. Nick would then take a bunch of dirt and grass and mud and smear it all over the car to cover up any sort of evidence. And he knew that if he completely trashed the car, most likely the car rental place would just clean it up, and they would actively be helping him to erase any evidence that was left of him in that car or left of Narumi, which is exactly what happened. After this, Nick would go on to the next 10 days to flee. That's when he would go to Spain to visit his cousins, and then later after returning home before voluntarily going to the police and then casually living his life per usual after that. Nick would plead not guilty to the very end, and since he pled not guilty to the very end, he never explained what actually happened that night and how he killed Narumi, or even why her blood was found outside the dorm room emergency doors. And also, there lies the question of why didn't the alarms go off when these emergency doors were opened? It was speculated that this blood outside of the door must have been from when Nick was dragging Narumi's body out to the car, but unfortunately, there was no security cameras within this area, so they couldn't see for sure. Nonetheless, the court had eventually found Nick guilty and sentenced him to 28 years for the first-degree murder of Narumi, and was sentenced to spend that sentence in French prison. And even to this day, police have searched endlessly in the wooded areas around the university and never saw sight of Narumi. Even to this day, her body has never been found. And yeah, that is the end of today's case. I hope you guys found this case interesting, and if you did, make sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe if you were on YouTube. I know this story was a little bit shorter than usual, but I thought it was very interesting nonetheless, and I would love to hear your guys' opinions about it in the comments below. In my personal opinion, and this has been a very controversial point with the case, is Nick's sentencing. Nick was only given 28 years, and at this point of Nick's sentencing, he was 33 years old, meaning that he is eligible to get out at 61 years old. And in my opinion, I feel like something this premeditated and this evil deserves a life sentence. I mean, Nick wasn't even man enough to the very end to say exactly what happened. All he did was play victim to the very end, and he ended up getting a lighter sentence because of it. A lot of people view that as extremely unfair, a life for a life, basically. He should be serving a life sentence without parole. It has been proven that Nick is a very dangerous individual, and especially the video that he had made talking about Narumi, he does have some very controlling and manipulative tendencies that just is very dangerous to the public, and that is a big reason as why he should never be let out. But that is just my personal opinion, and I would love to hear your guys' opinions in the comments below. But yeah, that is all for me. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day today. Make sure to get outside today if you can. Be safe out there. And as always, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.